Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Comes for her family on SNL.
The one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Then Ellen Pompeo gets real about the end of Grey's Anatomy.
Is your husband like, ugh, I hope Meredith Grey dies in that random plane accident this season because I just want you at home with me?
He did say the other day, don't you think you can work a little less now?
And we hit the red carpet with Matt, Ben, and J-Lo.
Are you texting them like, man, enough is enough with the PDA. We all deserve love, and why not them? I mean, I think it's great.
Get ready, everybody, because Daily Pop is serving up A-list today. We're talking to Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Ellen Pompeo. And speaking of A-list, Karamo is here with us.
We are in the house.
Yes. He's the black man you wish you had every morning. And look who's back. Morgan Stewart decided to show up at work.
Missed you guys so much.
Yes, and I'm Diet Karamo, Justin Sylvester. Let's get this party started. Kim Kardashian was on Saturday Night Live, and she was on fire, and nobody was safe. Here are some highlights from her monologue. Warning, it was savage.
I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America, a talented, legit genius who gave me four incredible kids. So when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing, his personality. My father was and still is such an influence and inspiration to me, and I credit him with really opening up my eyes to racial injustice. It's because of him that I met my first black person. Want to take a stab in the dark at who it was? The one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
By the way, let me first start off by saying Lorne Michaels is a genius.
Yes.
Okay.
He knew that people were gonna talk about this. He knew that Deborah Messing wasn't gonna be able to hold her comments to herself. It was gonna get people drumming about it. And people were gonna watch. Deborah Messing couldn't even hold it for a day.
Couldn't.
He knew that this woman, people were gonna watch A, to support her, and B, to see if she would stumble. And she did not stumble one time in that monologue.
Effing killed it.
She never stumbled.
She never stumbled. She was so incredible. And I was so shocked. First of all, we had heard whispers about this. We were seeing it on Dumois. We had seen that they were having meetings at the Beverly Hills Hotel, Kim and Lorne Michaels, like multiple times. And I'm sure Kim at first was like, I don't know if I'm equipped to handle SNL. I don't know if I can do this. You know, it's something out of her comfort zone, which she's done many times before. I was shocked to find out or realize that this was her first time hosting. She's a massive icon at this point. Like, you figured she would have done this at one point. She killed it. And not only did she kill it, we spoke about this, she looks
That body, baby.
That body, bitch.
That body.
I can't handle how every single part of that velvet jumpsuit I wanted to be in.
She made that joke. She said that the rest of her family took her photo to get plastic surgery so they could look like her. Let me tell you, I'm about to take this image and go get my plastic surgery.
Seriously.
I'm letting y'all know that right now. You got an exclusive. This is the few.
100%. She killed it.
Speaking of her family, she took jabs at everybody. Do you think she called them and was like, look, y'all, I'm going there. I need y'all to forgive me. Because I think she only ran it by Kanye and Chris, and everybody else was surprised.
No. I think she called. I think I honestly have a theory about this. I think she was at the table read. I think she called everybody on camera for Hulu.
Ooh. Yes.
Is that, can we talk about that?
You can talk about it. It's out.
Yeah, we support it.
So, talking about that, I think she was at the table read, and she was like, Court, I'm going to make some jokes about you. It's going to be lighthearted and fun. I think she gave the general heads up. I don't think she gave any details about what she was going
to
say.
But does she need to?
She doesn't,
at this point in her life, in the career, she is the biggest star in the family outside of Kylie, Kendall. It's like, you can do whatever. You notice the two she didn't touch were Kylie and Kendall.
Oh, she knew better.
She knew better. She knew where everything was coming out. She went for everybody else, and she said, I'm not touching those.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
I guess they paid attention to that. They did this skit, though, in the middle of the show where Kylie and Kendall were, where they did the divorce court.
Yes,
but, divorce. Like, that wasn't even... Kendall has no drama, as we know. She's just gorgeous.
Exactly.
And then Kylie, like, you know, she's going to be mommy again. So, I don't... Yeah.
There was a brief talking to when they spilled the beans about their first pregnancy. Now no one goes for the Kylie jokes.
Thank you.
Right.
Now for the most awkward moment of the day. Machine Gun Kelly showed up for an interview with NBC's Willie Geist. Hey, Daddy. But he clearly didn't want to be there. But then he did. Things got so tense. Willie asked if he needed to take five. Take a look.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm so work obsessed and I'm so busy trying to block out my demons with jobs. I'm getting sick of, like, wearing a smile because I just don't have anything behind the smile anymore.
You have made this incredible leap from hip-hop to, oh, my gosh, he tries punk, and it's the number one album in the world.
I don't try punk. I am punk.
Do we want to take a break, guys?
I just don't know what you want me to do. You got to ask better questions.
This is the interview you pray for. This is the interview you submit for your Emmy.
Correct.
This is the moment where Courtney Love throws a compact at Madonna on a stage while you're interviewing her at the VMAs.
Wow.
This is, smoke $250,000 worth of crack last month, Diane Sawyer. To Whitney Houston. Everyone's saying this is awkward. This man was getting real for one of the first times in his whole career. And Willie Geist was like, come right on through.
That I agree with you 100%. I think as a journalist and somebody that sits down for a living and interviews people, you want those interviews to go rogue. You want that. That's what everybody is talking about. And I actually felt, I mean, look, I did text our producer before. I was like, how long is this interview? Like, can we get to, where are the highlights? Like, this has taken a long time. I really, you know what I mean? I felt like it was a lot to watch. But I feel like he's still, at the end of the day, a human being. He had a bad day.
I have a different opinion because even though I'm interviewing people, I'm interviewing them to get to the core of what their emotional issues are.
Right.
And so when I look at this, I actually just see a man that is in pain, that is hurting, that is overworked, that has a lot of anxiety, that probably has a little depression. Obviously, we don't know any of these things. And it just, he's at his wit's end. So he's being triggered by even these small things. Of course, for Willie Geist, it's like, yes. But on that human side, like you said, I wonder what's going on in his life. Where he's at right now in his mind.
I think you've hit it. I think he is so overworked. I'm telling you, if you do not stop your day 24 hours a day, you're doing something.
Okay.
You never sit down. You're constantly trying to keep going. You're constantly trying to balance all of these things. Relationship, daughter, press, people. You break down at some point. Nobody is a machine.
For sure. Oh, 100%.
Not even Machine Gun Kelly?
Not even Machine Gun
Kelly. You set that one up. Hey, dad jokes. Here
you
we go.
Set it up. But I have to imagine... And you might know this.
Yes.
Fame is confusing.
It is.
Fame is confusing, and I think a lot of times people say, oh, my God, the highs are so high, but why are the lows so low? And why is this everything I've ever wanted, but I feel like I'm trapped in this whole thing? And I think for this man, when he was having a moment, but it was kind of silent, when he was just walking out of his house and there were two cameramen there instead of 25, he probably enjoyed his life a little bit more.
Yeah.
But now being back out in the spotlight with Megyn Kelly, you know, back out with a new album, he loves to be there, but he hates it at the same time.
Well, I think it's also, if we listen to the question, the answer that he gave, there's probably a lot of judgment. And so when he's conflicted with the judgment of what people expect him to be and who he feels he is, because he said, when he said, I'm not, you're rock or pop.
You're trying punk.
Yeah. And he said, I am punk. There's probably this area where people are like, you're not this, you're not that. We've seen artists go through that all the time. And I'm sure that's adding to a lot of what he's experiencing with his emotions, with his mentality. And so I think he just needs to lay off the comments. He needs to lay off of looking at people. He needs to take a break, take a deep breath. Mm-hmm.
But even when you reach that level of success, which we all work so hard for, and you think that's your dream, you keep going, working for it. But then you get there, and what happens is you need to be working even harder, and you need to put the accelerator goes, and you're like, wait, this is not the time to rest. You very rarely, when you get to that level of fame, get to sit back and be like, I'm going to go enjoy this. That doesn't happen until, like, the end of your life when you're Barbara Streisand. Like, that's when you get to enjoy it. Right now, if he wants to stay relevant, you need to... People move on quick.
For sure. Yeah.
People move on real quick. It's almost like you can't keep up with it.
Right? Well, it was the first time for everything this weekend. Ooh. Adele did her first ever Instagram Live, and fans got their money's worth. She shared some of her new song, Easy On Me, and took on some hard-hitting questions.
What's my next album going to be based on? Divorce, babe, divorce. What's my body count? What does that mean?
Let me tell you.
Give me a close up. Okay, give me a close up.
Oh, man.
You know what body count means. We all know what body count means, okay?
I did not know.
You didn't know what body count means?
I did. I usually, like, 2 weeks ago, it was like, what's your number? Body count?
You know what body count.
Your body
is
count. You just put those two words together.
When was the memo sent out? I can't keep up.
For all the married white ladies out there, your body count is the number of sexual partners you have had.
Who keeps a real
track? Now, some of us have an Area 51 where we keep that classified and the files are hidden and we pretend like we don't
I honestly would have to count and like I don't remember a lot. And when you double dip, does that count?
No. One body. You can go back for the body. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for clarifying.
Listen, I'm just happy that she's not going to fall into that Mary J. Blige trap where people are like, oh, your album's happy. We're not going to support it. She was like, let me let y'all know there's going to be heartache and pain, and I'm here for it.
100%.
You saw what he did there, right? You saw what he did there.
What?
He diverted the question so he didn't have to talk about his body count.
Oh, we weren't going to ask.
Listen, we don't slut shame on this show. I've had my fair share.
Yes, you had your fair share.
We know you had your fair share.
100% every weekend.
Who said that?
I got to look. I got a bunch of cold cases. Okay. I don't have an accurate number, but by the way, I always tell people, like, I'm a single gay man, okay? My number is going to be different from her number. You know, she got married very young. I am not married, and I'm having the good time, but I always tell everybody, take that average and divide it by two, girl. Don't tell your man the real number because your man ain't telling you the real number.
Also, nobody really asks this. You ask this when you're literally 20 years old.
Yeah. I don't ask anymore.
Who asks?
I'm asking now how many kids you got.
I have never asked my husband.
How many zeros in your bank account?
But that's the only question you need to know.
How many zeros in your bank account?
That's the only question that's important.
Is there an 8 in your credit score?
So you don't care if a man got a whole mortuary behind him?
Listen, who you did before, as long as you are safe and healthy for yourself, good for it.
Agreed. It's not, if you were sitting down with somebody you were dating, would you literally sit down at dinner and be like, look, I've been thinking about it. Like, I really feel like it's important for me.
He asked me when we went on our date.
Yeah.
He was like, how
many?
First
thing I asked. Would you like to
shrimp? Why don't you let people know, by the way, let's remind them that the two of you did go on a date.
Two dates?
Two. We almost went on a second one, but Karamo's mom came in town. He canceled on the date, and we never went on another one. And then he met a man.
Canceled on the date because he didn't want what I wanted.
He canceled on the date because I asked for 6 carats.
You're a lie.
That's the truth.
He's not putting out there what's really going on.
He's not doing it.
Coming up, we're going to get to the bottom of Karamo's number. Plus, we have Ben, J-Lo, and Matt, and we're going there. We're talking love and PDA. That's next.
That brown is why.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jennifer hit the red carpet this weekend, and yes, there was PDA, but J-Lo really let her man have his moment. Now, Victor Cruz tried to get the scoop. Thank you, Victor. But Ben could star in dodgeball, too, because he is a damn pro at dodging those J-Lo questions.
How's it feel to have Jen here just being supportive, being here for you? And then secondly, you look incredible tonight, and I saw how you were just saying you're a t-shirt and jeans kind of guy. So does she have any input on the fashion, or this is all you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's all me. I have a stylist, okay. Which I always have. Basically,
that's somebody that like gives you a suit and you like put it on. I don't know.
But I do like, I have a little hesitation about the quarter. I think that maybe it was a little much, but actually.
You're crushing it. You're crushing it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I know you've seen your guy Ben out and about. He's been in all the headlines lately. But are you texting him like, man, enough is enough with the PDA? Come on home. Let's work on some films. Get out of there, right?
Look, if he's happy, he's happy. You know, I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for them. And why not? You know what I mean? Like, we all deserve love, and why not them? I mean, I think it's great.
We love love here at Ethan.
A most unspeakable charge has been brought against you.
One of us has lied. Let us let God decide.
How was it kind of being back with him and creating this film?
Real different from the first time, because the first time we did it, we were broke and unemployed, and kind of nobody was waiting for it. We weren't on a deadline because we were writing on spec, so, and nobody cared.
Yeah. You know, you're really lucky if you get to do the job you love, and you're really luckier if you do it with people that you love, you know. And grew up with this guy and known him forever. We're from the same world and place and stayed close. And we had such a great time doing this that it was like, why don't we do this more? What have we been doing?
I am risking my life for you.
You are risking my life so you can save your pride.
Matt Damon plays your husband in this film. How was it working side by side with him?
I mean, he's wonderful. You've just been speaking to him, right? He's like the nicest guy ever and is so grounded and so generous.
Now, you started Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
Enjoy your lifetime supply of virginity. Off you go.
Now here in the last duel with Ben and Matt. Now, if you had to pick which one to be your leading guy in the next film, who would it be?
I can't do that. Yeah.
We're all giving you the rough questions.
All of them. I'm greedy. All of them.
Yeah, I was like, great.
The Last Duel is in theaters this Friday. It looks like it's going to be good.
Adam Driver is like randomly in every movie now.
Adam Driver is low-key the finest man in Hollywood.
The finest man. Did you see the commercial he did randomly with the horse? I know we have other things to talk about.
Yes.
But he's in everything now.
He is in everything.
Need to let everyone know.
Okay, can I just say, by the way, I'm tired of this pose. I love them, but I'm tired of this pose. Like, we understand you're in love, but this fake, like, like, I'm done. I really am. I'm done
you
with that
what?
Pose.
Don't check Twitter later. I agree. Listen,
I love them together.
This is the thing. I love them together. I was not being shady about them getting back together. I just didn't feel as nostalgic as everybody else did. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't rock my world. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Truly. But yeah, I just feel
this pose, every carpet they get on, it's like, oh my gosh, we're back together. It's like, yeah. Yeah, this is old. This is old.
It's
old,
almost like she's got to skip the next few and vice versa. But he, who looks good, huh?
She upgraded him.
I will say, I was at an establishment in New York when I was there the past 2 weeks, and they walked in and they floated.
For sure.
They floated in. I was like, oh, that's some star power. Mm-hmm. You very rarely get jolted living
star
in L.A.
Star power or good sex before a
call?
Let me tell you something. Okay. Let me tell you something.
I felt it coming by me. I was like, holy this is real.
These people are ruining sheets. That's all I'm going to say. Now to a pop of love. Succession star Nicholas Braun admits he's not a relationship guy. He tells the New York Times he's always wanted a long-term partner, but every time he gets close, he runs. Do you or anyone you know suffer from this?
You.
Ooh.
I can vouch for that.
Ooh.
I can vouch for that.
You suffer from
We're talking
this.
About Justin is a runner. He's a runner. He's a track star. Okay, let me let y'all know
Usain
real quick.
Bolt. You know what it is? I'm not a runner. I am not a runner. I'm not Sha'Carri Richardson, okay? What I am is I'm not going to waste somebody's time.
because I know that I'm not ready for it. And that's fine. Yes. I would rather put on my Nikes than spend a year and a half but wasting people's time.
That's would respectful. You? Are you ever going to be ready for a relationship? Or do you feel like you? It's not that you're not ready. It's that you've gotten so accustomed to being alone and doing things your own way.
No, I'm just not ready for a relationship. I feel like I have more to do in my life. Like, I feel like a relationship is a job. And right now, I'm not taking on another internship.
Ooh, listen.
But you can multitask.
Listen. But the thing that I respect about that is you know yourself.
Yeah.
If you know yourself, that's fine. It doesn't sound like he knows himself, which
no,
is the issue.
No, he's like a cute little awkward boy.
Yeah, it sounds like he has some type of rejection issue, some type of past trauma that it's like, hold on, I gotta go, I'm scared, something. It's different from what you're saying. You're like, I know what I want right now, and I'm not gonna be there.
And a serious relationship is not it. But is that because, is that truly, or is that because of your own trauma?
You know what I think it is? I truly believe it's a twofold. The first one is my mom was single and independent
right.
our whole lives, and she never had a man for anything.
Right.
Like, she never had to ask a man for anything. She raised her kids. She paid her bills.
Mm.
And I saw that growing up, so I don't really know what that dual life seems like, one. But the second thing is I know that there's going to be a big shift in my life. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's gonna come in health, if it's gonna come in finances, if it's gonna come in career, but I feel it. I know it's coming.
Susan Miller. Susan's letting you know.
I don't wanna take on somebody
right now
and put somebody in that hurricane.
In a transitional state in your life.
Yes.
You wanna wait for the shift to come, for everything to settle, and then
but
sure.
you're
you can
talking
take on.
About a hypothetical shift. So I would encourage you to evaluate how you're limiting your life now based on something that you're assuming is going to happen that may never happen.
You also can't wait for things. Like, you can't always be looking for the future. You have to, I've learned this too recently, you have to enjoy everything in the moment. So mm-hmm. if somebody comes along, you shouldn't shut them out.
First, no one's coming along, though.
Okay,
no one's coming
but
along.
Karamo,
and hold on, let me say this
Karamo
as well.
Came along.
There's also a fear-based decision happening when you say that because a certain behavior wasn't modeled with your mother, that now you're actually going to keep doing that. It's sort of like this. When you're afraid of the dark as a kid and you don't know what's in the room, you're scared to look what's under your bed. And right now, you're afraid to look what's underneath the bed.
Oh,
look.
Wow.
No,
look at this Dr. Phil episode we just brought you on.
Ooh.
Don't need to watch today.
Listen, we have to help you. Listen, we
care for you. No. I understand that. But the thing is, when I point out what my mom did and how my life was impacted by that, it's not me saying, oh, this is how things are. It's me recognizing my own things and my own patterns and my own behaviors based on what I was brought up with. So me saying it, it's only me saying I recognize it and I need to change it. But this hypothetical shift, look, Susan Miller's been on for me.
You gotta manifest the shift.
You gotta manifest the shift too.
You do.
I just don't get that many gentlemen callers who are looking for a relationship with me. People wanna be my friend. People wanna laugh with me. No one wants to sleep with the ladies that are.
People wanna, that's not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's not true.
I would say that we need to start. Who wants to date Justin? Like, I love New York.
I've said this.
I love Justin.
I've said this. We have every matchmaker.
I would watch you all day long.
ABC, make it happen. Up next, the grand dame, Karen Huga, is in the house. And we're going to talk all the drama at the reunion. Plus, Ellen Pompeo comes clean about those wild tabloid rumors. Our new interview after this. The grand dame is here, y'all.
I'm so excited.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's their wives.
We really appreciate your shots, but I'm about to celebrate my 25th anniversary with Ray.
No way.
And they are truly your women. I'm gonna need you to buy them whatever they want. Go broke on this.
I've been married 25 years. You ain't gonna get to 25 doing this kind of shit. Get your YSL, your Gucci, your Louis Vuitton. Make them pay.
Bow down, bitches. We have royalty in the house. The grand dame, Karen Huga, is in the house.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm so excited.
You didn't know
to be
you
here.
Had the president and the vice president of your fan club, right?
You
here
know,
with you.
I'm so honored. Let me just say thank you very much. I'm a huge fan, also, so yes. Glad to be here.
Oh my God, Karen, we are dying right now. But first of all, let's talk about another queen in the house. Mm-hmm. That reunion just happened.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj came on set. What was that like?
It was legendary. It was epic. It was everything I thought it was. You know, Nicki and I have followed each other for many years since I came on to the platform. So it was really nice to meet her and see how powerfully intelligent she is.
Yeah.
And fair she is, because how fair she is, because she's a huge fan of Ray Huger. Forget us women. She loves Ray Ray. And that's all I can say. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to give too much away. But she loves my husband.
Oh.
And so I had to photobomb her ass.
Oh. Okay. No, it's all right. You're good. You're good.
I had
good.
To photobomb her because I'm like, Nicki, I'm here. Okay.
But yes, Nicki may love your husband, but she loves you as well.
Yes.
And so does every single other
yes.
person. Because
thank
since the
you.
Beginning of the show, you have been a fan favorite. What do you think it is about your personality that resonates with people so much?
I think I'm relatable. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm all that you see on TV, and I walk in my truth. I'm imperfect. I'm perfect. I'm funny. I'm smart. And I can give it to you. You know, I can give
yes,
a good
you
read.
You also tell people, you also say the things that we all think.
Yes.
Because
oh
a lot of people on reality TV go on, and they try to be buttoned up, and they don't want to, like, come off shady. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you gonna pull the petty lever when you need to pull it.
I have to be true to myself. In other words, listen, you got to get these girls up off of you. You know, the first season, I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay in the etiquette box. That didn't work well for me. And I said, listen, there's so many layers to Karen. And the fans, you know, stood by me and waited for all those layers to open up. And here she is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think you have to say what's on your mind in reality TV or it's not reality TV. And I'm not scripted. I'm real.
Okay.
Everything
well,
is mine.
Well, since you're real,
yes.
since you're real.
Yes.
Mia's husband, Garden.
Yes.
Told her to shut the F up.
Yes.
If Ray would have said that in front of people,
right.
what would have happened to Ray?
You would have seen what kept us together, what has kept us together for 25 years. We would have gone at it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have bowed down. I would have said, excuse me, you don't speak to me that way. But that's me. And that's Ray. That's our dynamic. So I'm learning Mia and G. But no, it would have been on and popping.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
This is off the top of my head. I want to know, do you think that housewives sometimes give men sort of the emboldenedness to say, let me cuss a woman out? Because sometimes I'm like, I see these men,
yes.
I'm like, do you really think that's appropriate behavior?
No, it's the... But sometimes...
Because you're not a castmate.
When the cameras are around.
Yes, when the cameras are around.
I think the men have the tendency to become the housewives sometimes. Not my husband. I mean, Ray yes. and I don't compete. We both have big heads, so we take turns walking through the door because no door is big enough for us to walk through at the same time.
I like
time.
That.
No, we take our time. We take turns.
Yes.
But I can see it happening to some husbands, but I that was... different. And you know, this is Mia's first year and G's first year. Let me say,
They're learning.
But if that is truly who they are, I want G to show up next year and do the damn thing again. Okay? Because
people
be
get
consistent.
Scared second season.
Be consistent.
Yeah,
that
people
is the
get
key
scared.
To being successful as a reality TV star.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of consistency,
mm-hmm.
I saw something on last week's episode that I never thought I would see
ever.
In my
what?
Ever loving life. You and Giselle kikiing on the van.
Yeah.
Karen, I up my earthquake insurance because the big one must be coming.
Okay.
Let me be real with you. I don't start anything with Jizzy. Jizzy starts it with me, but I finish it.
Ooh.
And I can say the girls, I love all the girls on the show. I love Wendy, Mia, Jizzy, you know, Candace, Ashley, Escala, the friend of the show. I really have respect for everyone, but you're not going to come at me disrespectfully, you know, year after year after year. So Giselle just got put into her place, but at some point that wore the girls out.
Mm.
And because I care about this team, RHOP, these are my girls.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I had to try. I had to set an example and see if I can reset the clock. But my third eye is on Jizzy, okay? Trust me.
Listen.
If she comes left, I will go left with her. If she comes correct, Jizzy and I give great TV.
Yeah, we
give
great TV.
I want to know, what did Ray think about G hitting on you?
Oh, Larry.
And throwing you the time.
And throwing you the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Well, Ray knows he has a beautiful wife, and he has known that for many, many years. So he, you know, G apologized to Ray, to be honest with you.
Oh,
did he?
Yeah, I don't think you catch that. They had their moment. They talked about it, but, you know, Ray's like, you know, okay, G, keep the tongue in the mouth kind of thing, you know? But I think G was feeling the spirits of the moment and the spirits of the bottle at that moment, and that's okay. I actually handled it, you know?
You did.
And I made
you
a joke of it. I don't think he was coming from a bad place. I know when people are coming from a bad place.
Well, any other housewife would have made it a storyline.
I don't need to make anyone's bottle a storyline. I am the storyline.
You know what? This is why this woman needs to be... Helen Mirren, call her. She is a dame as well.
Thank you.
The Real Housewives of Potomac airs Sundays on Bravo. You guys, if you have not seen this season, go back and watch the last two seasons of the reunions.
Oh, Lord.
Catch up, and then come into this season. It'll all make sense. It's one of the best shows on TV. And you can scan that QR code, and it'll take you to our Real Housewives of Potomac gift guide for all you super fans out there. Karen, we love you.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you for having me.
I am just, I'm in awe right now. And after the break, Ellen Pompeo, you gotta hear what she admitted about the end of Grey's and the return of Kate Walsh. We'll be right back. This is why people love you.
Everything.
This is it.
I never know what I'm gonna say.
18 seasons later, Grey's Anatomy is still one of the most talked about shows on TV, especially lately, if you know what I mean. Ellen Pompeo is addressing the headlines and answering the most important question of all. Is Dr. Grey ready to hang up her scrubs? I have a question. Is your husband like, ugh, I hope Meredith Grey dies in that random plane accident this season because I just want you at home with me?
He did say the other day, he said, don't you think you can work a little less now? You know, we haven't watched any shows and you need to work less. So he did actually just say that to me.
So is it coming to an end? Is Grey's going to do it?
Who knows? I don't know.
I can't deal.
I couldn't tell you what's going to happen, really. I mean, I could tell you a little bit of what's going to happen, but I really can't because I'm not supposed to say it.
Find a way to double your speed.
Find me a set of hands who's experienced in microvascular anastomosis of the abdomen. Get me Meredith Grey.
But all I need to know is that Addison's coming back.
Yes,
Meredith and Addison back together. What was that conversation with Kate Walsh like where you were like, look, we brought Patrick back last season from the dead. Now you have to come back.
Kate is the funnest person on set. I mean, she's so fun. And all of us, you know, from the original cast, we do share such a special bond.
Yeah.
You know, we went through something that only a few people can sort of understand what it was, you know, and to see all of that hard work and all of that craziness that we went through, you know, getting famous so quickly and the show was such a big deal. And to come together again and the show is still on the air, to know that our work has had such an impact is pretty moving. We may have shed a tear, Kate and I. We may have hugged and cried a bit.
A lot of co-stars, you know, get caught up in the paparazzi and the fandom. And, you know, they realized they were mad at each other because all of the headlines were pitting them against each other. How did you and Kate not do that?
The tabloid media is always going to assault women, attack women, and pit women against each other. You know, haters make the world go round.
I believe you.
We just have to stay true to ourselves, be who we know we are. Be supportive, be friendly. We know better than to fall into that stuff. It's always going to happen. If it hasn't gone away yet.
On this episode of Tell Me, we are talking to someone that nobody knows. His name is Patrick Dempsey.
It's crazy. Every podcast, when you talk to the person who came up with the podcast, when I read it and it said, Tell Me with Ellen Pompeo, I'm like, I wonder what conversation sparked this podcast.
No, it wasn't that at all, to be honest. Because that would get me in trouble. But I really, there's so many young women who really look up to me and really look to hear what I'm saying about things. And podcasting is a relatively new medium. And I produce TV every day. Let me try producing this and see how it works. And anything to combat all the negativity, to combat all the assaults on women, the mistruth out there. I just want to use my platform in a meaningful way and have conversations that matter to people and that impact people.
Damn, my lighting at my house is bomb.
I love your interviews at home.
Ooh, y'all. We'll have more with that light and Ellen later this week because Grey's Anatomy airs Thursdays on ABC. Coming up, Morgan and I are going head-to-head in a tiny food showdown. How the hell do you cook this? We'll find out next.
Would you like to reveal your tiny ingredients? Do it.
Are you allowed to reveal them?
And
go.
Oh, they're so cute.
Oh, God. Well, no, that's like normal size food for you. This is tiny to me, but to you, I feel like it's actual size. Oh, my God.
This is the cutest little tiny thing I've ever experienced.
That is the taste of Tiny Kitchen Cook-Off. It's a new competition show based on Tastemade's viral Tiny Kitchen franchise. And with us today is the show host, Monica Padman, and tiny food expert, Hannah Offmuth, everybody.
Woo!
Now, hello. I'm really excited about this because we called this gay portions.
Okay.
So I am, like, familiar with this.
Okay, are you? Okay, so we're going to see how we do with the Tiny Kitchen Cook-Off Challenge. I'm so scared
I'm
to
so
ask.
I'm so excited.
It's
going
to be great. You're going to do great.
Well, again, before we started, I said we're all women. We have to stick together.
I know, but
so,
we'll
give you but you'll give us some tips.
Obsessed with
see,
that, so.
You're going down. Okay, so what are our ingredients?
You can unveil
big reveal.
Them. Yeah.
Do-do-do.
Woo!
Is that
spaghetti.
A quail? Is that a quail egg?
It is a quail.
We are fancy today.
Okay.
It's a quail
the noodle.
Egg.
This
oh my
is amazing.
God! I have to take a. Okay, did we take a photo of this? This is the cutest. This is almost good for kids
no,
too to play
it,
with.
It is.
It's
yeah.
like full-on dollhouse miniatures.
Wait, yeah. I love how you're like, this is cool for kids to play with. There's a knife right here.
A very sharp knife.
Oh,
be
this
careful.
Is. Oh my
it's
God.
Okay,
are you
let's
okay.
get into this.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I only have a few minutes.
Okay.
So
what do we do?
We have to light something. And I couldn't figure it out. So
the stoves are run by a tea light candle. If you open your drawer, I think your lighter is in there. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I have my lighter because I had to practice, but it's not working now, of course.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
You're already ahead.
Wait, I'm already ahead.
No, okay. Why isn't mine
it's
working?
It's windy in here.
Thank you.
Blew
see?
It out. Yeah.
You see, they always make me go.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay.
So then you want to close the door.
Okay, Monica,
okay.
What do I do now?
Okay, okay, it's closed.
And then
the
put your frying pan on to start heating it up.
On this?
Yeah, not that one.
This
I would
one.
Use, no, that frying pan.
Oh, the,
there
yeah.
you go.
I know what a frying pan is.
Yeah,
frying pan.
Yeah, what a frying pan.
Yeah, I do.
And
okay.
now you need to make meatballs.
Tiny meatballs.
Oh, so we have to with our hands?
Well, you've got little bowls, and you're going to use your little mini utensil.
Can I use this one? Don't even.
But no, you need to mix the other ingredients.
Oh, see, you messed up already. Which ingredients do we use?
Oh, here he goes.
The flavor matters, right, Monica?
So this.
So this.
Yes.
Look, you guys are so lucky Hannah's here because I would not be able to tell
what
you
is
what
this?
To do right now.
What is this?
She's the genius.
Well, that's water. It's there because there is pasta, but we cooked it ahead of time because we didn't feel like there'd be time
this
for
is
pasta.
Good. Oh, I like what's happening here.
And then
we've
got Parmesan
yeah,
cheese.
You're gonna grate it, I think.
Well, the oil goes in the pan.
Well, you know, I'm just gonna I'm doing my own oil.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm making it, you know what it
yeah.
is. I don't do Parmesan, so can I make some? Can
so
I do
vegan?
Oh, not
there
vegan.
You go.
This is so therapeutic.
See,
he is. Can I make a ball now?
But don't forget to oil your pan.
No, of course not.
Did you put your quail egg in?
This is like doing algebra. This is like very a lot. Ooh.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Okay.
And you
want to
make them really, you know, that's
we have more time.
And that's the pasta.
I'm a little
so
stressed
about
I'm stressed.
This is really stressful.
Yeah.
Well, normally you have a little more time, so this is like expedited.
Is yeah.
By the way,
normally
this is therapy, honestly.
See, isn't
look,
it?
I'm already
this
putting a ball on.
Yeah.
I was saying the miniature stuff is like, it's soothing to your soul.
Yeah.
There's
really
something
is.
About it. That,
okay,
like,
can I put
really
it on or do I have to wait till it heats up all the way?
I think it's
get
probably hot. They heat up fast.
Okay. Look, my first ball's on.
I think it's more relaxing to watch, though,
that's
maybe,
nice.
Than to do
look
it.
Look
that's
at my
good size.
Yeah,
I like
it
that.
Is. Yeah.
Good. Talk to me about small balls, bitch. I don't know why I said small. That's not good for me, right?
Oh.
I think you need a little more breadcrumb. You're
see,
so
oh,
I
no.
used all my breadcrumb.
Oh no! I think maybe
look who is not doing
in.
Well. Wait, I didn't do the egg. I just did.
That's
I'm just,
all right.
I don't need
you're,
to do
yeah.
egg.
You're doing your own recipe.
Do we need egg? What does egg do? Does it fluff
it's,
up a meatball?
Oh, wow. Well, it's like a
okay.
binder. It kind of holds
okay.
it all together.
I think you're
but
going for
I'm
more
like
a bolognese.
Do you
bolognese.
Hear that sizzle?
From what I can see.
Yeah. Monica, would Dax be able to eat this now that he's a beast of a man?
Yeah, he'll want that times like 400.
How,
you know?
Of course, my nails are not done for this. What do I do here?
So that is the pasta, but it's already cooked.
Okay.
We cooked it ahead for you.
Can we just talk about
lucky.
The little towel? This is awesome.
Where's the towel?
So
oh, God.
It's so hard not to just like melt over all the tiny.
Oh, and then you have these little ingredients.
Could use those or the little spatula. Yeah.
Where's the spatula?
This is looking really nice over
here. I think hers looks really good.
You guys,
you guys would be surprised on the show, right, Monica?
Yes.
How well they did.
Every time I was like, how are they doing this so perfectly?
I know, especially the desserts and like the cakes and decorating.
Yes.
I thought that it would be a much bigger disaster than it was.
Who did the best? Who was the best at cooking and the worst at cooking? Which celeb failed you miserably? And don't hold back, we're on daily.
She was the judge, so she's gonna have to.
I feel bad saying
so. She's always the one that has to make these decisions.
Ah, sh**.
You know what? I will out Devin Sawa. Because he forgot to put a major ingredient in his pie.
Ew,
Devin Sawa was on the show.
My
11-year-old self is losing her mind.
I know.
Did that just teach me? Okay.
No, me too. I was like,
what are you doing? God, that's not a part of the damn plan.
Oh, wow.
No.
This is strange.
I watched Jungle Fever one too many times in my life.
He's going
wrong. I know how to cook some stuff.
Mine are cooking naturally.
Yeah.
I kind of appreciate this, though,
but you
know?
Yours from over top.
Okay,
you guys,
work.
Who
You're
won the tiny work. Food kitchen challenge?
Morgan, she's pregnant and tired.
Yes.
This is really
What
tough.
Happened to your candle?
Let's compare.
No. Well, I think yours is actually really nice.
I need to see them side by side.
Look, let's cook together.
Are you kidding? Okay, on, it's a team. There you go.
It's a team not, effort, you guys. Check
thank
this
you.
Out. You guys, you can check out Hannah and Monica. Tiny Kitchen Cook-Off is out now on Tastemate.
It's a real
honestly,
meatball.
One of the most therapeutic things I've ever done.
We need real ones.
We're going to be right back. This is amazing. Y'all can sell these as therapy.
When do we do, what do we do? Is this the egg for the meatball? Like
yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, it's the first time she's ever touched a stove. Cardi B turns 29 today, so we're celebrating with 29 things we love about Cardi, because it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, butterfly in my stomach and vagina.
Cardi B burst into the scene with Bodak Yellow.
I make money moves.
And we just loved her first pregnancy announcement on SNL.
This lust got you this messed up in the bed.
And you know, we have to shout out her fashion. Cardi's collabs are always showstoppers, from Megan to Maroon 5 to Normani.
Treat me like a watch.
True Cardi stans remember her from Love and Hip Hop.
What was the reason? What was the reason? A girl had beef with me, she gonna have beef with me forever.
And did we mention her fashion?
Okay.
Cardi loves a Birkin bag. She even gave one to Culture for her second birthday. And you know we've got to hit you with that Cardi fashion one more time. After the break, Hollywood fashion gone wild. How we really feel about these looks.
Is that Steve Harvey?
Coming up next, that's Steve Harvey.
He looks good.
Looking like a bag of money.
Kim.
The stars were serving looks this weekend, so let's play a round of Fashion or Fail. Woo! Weekend edition.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian stepped out in a hot pink full body ruffle mama.
Fashion, honey. Fashion.
I think we can all agree. I'm not even going to go there.
It's not even worth talking about it. Exactly. This look is ridiculous.
Steve Harvey looking like a bag of money. Monochromatic green.
By the way. Fashion for me. He looks damn good,
Steve. Fashion.
By the way, I have never in my life thought of Steve Harvey in a, like a...
Yeah. You better still not, because
and I know that's Marjorie's husband.
Listen.
But it's fashion.
It's fashion.
He looks amazing.
He looks, yes. Look, I did a double take. I think he looks incredible. Love it.
Kristen Stewart hit the Spencer movie premiere in London in an edgy, jeweled, studded Chanel gown.
I think it's beautiful.
It's fashion. I think fashion, too. I know.
But... How does Margot Robbie not get these looks from Chanel?
Because Kristen's doing it.
Yeah. Wow. How do we feel about the hair?
I love it.
Are we saying?
I like it.
You know
I
what?
Like it.
It's very Mila Jovovich in Fifth Element, and I'm here for it.
It works for her. She has that aesthetic. It makes her cool and edgy, and she rocks it.
I think I'm in the edge on the hair, but everything else is great.
George and Amal, London Film Festival, Amal. Ooh, I can't even talk to this.
Fashion.
It's fashion.
It is fashion.
This is what
it's expected fashion, but it's fashion.
And she also kept it like, I'm a mother of two, but I'm still glitz and glam with the hair and makeup.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
She looks gorgeous.
And Reggae Jean Page rocked a navy
blue silk jacket
and black.
This is sloppy. Sloppy boots for me. Sloppy boots.
Yeah.
Damn,
it's
Ray
not,
J.
It's not good.
It's
not good.
Damn, that looks like it's off the rack at Boohoo Man.
I know. Okay, he went to Zara. Said, I'm going on the carpet.
Yes. I'm not loving it.
Boohoo Man.
Hold on, Justin, can we just say something really quickly?
Yeah.
Happy National Coming Out Day, everyone. Oh. If you are on your journey of self-love and acceptance, we are here for you today.
Be proud
of who you are.
You know what? We're going to end on that. Okay? Let that rainbow fly.
Okay.
Let that rainbow fly. And by the way, it gets better once you come out.
Amen, baby.
I've never been happier.
Amen, baby.
Seriously. And for anybody who has any questions, contact Karamo. He can tell you all about it. Kyle Richards is here tomorrow. We're going to have some fun. Set your DVRs. Check out Nightly Pop. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. What happened?
Wow, great show.
What happened?
Are we done? Are we off before I start talking shit?